You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we are all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, the recovering engineer turned multifamily investor, Chad Sutton.
All right, Real Estate Runway listeners, today we have one of the most incredible guests I've ever had the privilege of interviewing, Alessandra Thompson. She is 25 years old, y'all. And in the last 7 months, she has left a corporate job in LA, flown halfway across the country to, on a whim, meet with a mentor in Nashville, since partnered up with that mentor and acquired her first multifamily property. You want to talk about grabbing life by the horns and taking action. I cannot wait for you to meet this amazing woman. Here's Alessandra. All right, Real Estate Runway family, welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Runway podcast. I'm your host, Chad Sutton. It is a beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm joined with the one, the only, Alessandra Thompson. Alessandra, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic. I'm happy to be here. It is a beautiful day in Nashville, Tennessee, and yeah, I'm just excited to chat with you.
Absolutely. Well, folks, Alessandra is a fantastic individual. I've had the privilege of meeting through several mutual channels, actually. It's quite funny how small this world really is. But she is a 25-year-old real estate investor and underwriter. And from her experience selling solar panels door-to-door to being a senior campaign manager at a startup, she quickly realized that she needed to take control of her freedom and her financial freedom. She found out that one of the most secure ways to live financially free and on her own terms was by investing in multifamily real estate. So guess what? She recently closed on her first deal, a 36-unit multifamily property in Little Rock, Arkansas, and her mission is to continue to scale her portfolio. She has also taken life into her own two hands and really burned the boat, moved to Nashville, and jumped into this business with some very well-known players in the industry. So Alessandra, fantastic story. I can't wait to hear more about it. Tell us more about that and how you came to be where you are today.
Yeah, so it's been quite a journey. And I just knew from early on that the 9-to-5 sitting in an office life was just not my cup of tea. It wasn't for me. And I was always trying to find like different routes to achieve financial freedom and just probably had a lot of failures and a lot of like random things happening for myself. But it wasn't until COVID happened that I was able to just kind of sit with myself. I was living in Los Angeles. I wasn't sitting in the traffic and for like 3 hours a day and then sitting at a job that I didn't really enjoy as much as I wanted to. And so when COVID happened, I was able to get my time back and kind of just jump in of what is interesting to me, what can I learn? And I looked into the stock market, I looked into selling things, and then I like looked into real estate, and that stuff just clicked very easily for me. It was something that felt attainable. And it wasn't until I moved to Florida over the summer and I did the door-to-door sales with my brother that once I did that, I realized that if I can do that, I can do anything. And so I came into a little bit of money because it was a lucrative position. And when I got back, I was going to take the traditional route of, okay, let's house hack. I'll buy a house over in Utah. I'll live in one side, rent the other. And then I just realized that's going to get rid of all of my capital. So I don't know where I'm going to go with that. And so I looked into flipping. I was like, that seems like a whole nother headache. I'm not sure if I'm really up for that either. And then I came across multifamily, and I'm a very analytical person. I like looking at the numbers. I like plugging in the spreadsheets. Like my favorite aspect of this is underwriting. And so everything just clicked for me, and it's a relationship business. I love talking to people and building a team. And so I joined Clubhouse over right when it started. And I just started going into rooms, telling people who I am, what I want to do. And I found my mentors, which are Jason and Pili Yaruzzi. And I just kind of kept trying to get on the phone with them. And they told me if I was ever in Nashville, just to let them know and see how they could help me. And I was like, that sounds like it's an invitation. I'm going to move there. I drove over there for 4 days and I didn't even know, I've never even been to Tennessee. I didn't even know what I was coming into. And I had a meeting with them in person. And I was just so lucky that the day when I met them, their assistant had to move home the day before. And they were like, the position positions open if you want it. And so I quit my job, my remote marketing job, and I just jumped full into the process. And it's been so exciting. It's been challenging. Like, it's, I don't even know half the stuff. Well, now I do. But before I was like, what am I doing? What am I saying? Who am I talking to? And it just goes a long way, just being with people that are willing to help you and just taking the action. So that's a little bit about me.
That's quite the story. And like that, let's just unpack a little bit of that real quick, because wow, COVID hit, right? And a lot of people sadly sat at home and was like, woe is me. I can't go do this. I can't go do that. You saw it as an opportunity. You were left with your thoughts and realized, wow, I want a change, right? I want freedom. I want a better quality of life. And I don't want to spend 3 hours a day in LA traffic. Right. That is just incredible. So you made use of it. You then got on a very vulnerable platform, which is Clubhouse, right? Where you have to be vulnerable rather. And you just by chance crossed paths with your now mentors who are very well known in this space as well. I know them personally. And they said, hey, if you're ever around, give us a call. And you just burned the boat, jumped ship, went across country on kind of on a whim, but knowing what you wanted and going after it.
It could have gone very poorly. I feel so lucky.
It could have gone poorly, but you know what? You'd never know if you didn't try, right? And look where you are now. You bought a property, you're not even 26 yet, right? And you've bought your first multi-million-dollar property. The next thing that I think is amazing in this story is that beautiful analytical brain of yours, it thought before it acted. You took massive action, but you didn't just take action on a whim. Right. You thought about, well, I could go drop this money I just came into a single family home and house hack. But wait, what's next? I can't get to the next step. Right. You had the foresight to figure out I need to look at a different asset class to get where I want to go.
Right. And it was a little bit scary because in this space, I feel like a lot of people do the single family homes and then the flipping, and it's like a process. And I was like, I'm just going to jump right into the multifamily and I don't know how, but I'm going to make it work. So it's paid off and I'm really grateful.
That determination is ridiculous. I love it. So, okay. You haven't quite done this on your own though. And I think you and I have had a lot of discussions in our meetups of how important a strong team and mentorship is. So how has mentorship and networking and just being around the right people been a vital piece of the success you've had today?
Yeah, I absolutely not have done this alone. It's a team sport. It always will be a team sport. There are many members that are going to be vital to your success. And I think that just being vulnerable in that Clubhouse, like we were speaking about, is just telling people that I'm not afraid to ask the questions and just getting in there and being on the ground floor of just like, it doesn't matter if you don't know everything yet, just be able to ask those questions and keep meeting people and just getting in from the beginning. So Jason and Peely did know that I didn't know a lot of it, but I, again, it's the determination factor where I was willing to learn. I was willing to have failures and be able to jump across the challenges. And now I do know all of those things. So I am ready to partner up and get the next deal because someone took a chance on me to build that relationship. So
yeah, absolutely. And by the way, any entrepreneur or real estatepreneur who is worth anything will pay that forward, right? One of these days, you're going to have the opportunity to do the same thing, you know, and that's where you get to pay forward what Jason and Peely have done for you, right? So yeah, that's fantastic. And so really you could, I mean, there's a couple of ways you could have gone about this, right? And you're such an inspiration to people in their early to mid 20s, because a lot of people look at this as unattainable, right? I didn't get going in this until my 30s, right? And you've kind of seen the light very early in life. You had a lot of life left to live. And if you do nothing else and keep multiplying this just by one 36 unit deal a year for 5 or 6 years, you know, you're probably going to be set. So now that you found your mentors, right? You found them all by chance. And instead of going into a mentorship program, you said, hey, I'm going to come create value for you. And in exchange for that value, they are pouring into you because now they see the light that you are and they see the opportunities that you know, they see what I see and that, wow, I can pour into this girl and she will take it, run with it and capitalize it and multiply it. right? So how did you go about figuring out how to create value for Jason and Peely, right? So that they would not only accept you in that position, but really turn and pour into you and not just treat you like an employee?
Yeah. So it definitely was the imposter syndrome when I first got there, especially because I didn't have all of the knowledge that I needed. But I, on the side, like I was always reading, always learning, always practicing my underwriting. And I think something that helps me, which isn't maybe not the traditional route, is that I just get thrown into it and I figure it out. That's kind of like my thing to do. So everything that they had, they threw it across the table and they gave me the chance and the opportunity to have those failures and just show me like, what am I doing wrong? I think the best thing that they've ever done is just give me the time to teach me. And now there are times where they'll ask me to do things and I'm just like, well, do you want to check this? And they're like, no, we trust you. Like, we believe in you. And I think that just comes with, yeah, allowing, I don't even know. Sometimes I don't even know, but I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I'd love to hear how this first deal went with you here. So it's always fun to talk about the first deal and the experiences and what you learned from it. Have you heard about the Multifamily Investor Nation Summit coming up on January 20th? If you've never been, it's a 3-day information-packed event for multifamily investors with over 1,000 attendees and over 50 speakers. Not only will you hear from experts about finding deals, raising capital, underwriting strategies, selecting markets, and so much more, but this year, our partners here at Quattro Capital are excited to be participating with 3 speakers at the event. Our amazing Kim Wendland will be speaking on the often neglected subject of asset management, how to make the machine hum. While our most interesting man in real estate, Maurice Philogene, will be speaking on how to leave your corporate job for a freedom lifestyle. I personally will even be speaking on the topic of how to perform due diligence on multifamily assets before you purchase them and the not so common things to watch out for. Go to mfinsummit.com to grab your ticket and use promo code Quattro to get $100 off of your full access pass. Whether you are new to multifamily investing or a seasoned investor, you do not want to miss this event. Join Team Quattro at the Multifamily Investor Nation Summit. Visit mfinsummit.com, promo code Quattro. That's mfinsummit.com, promo code Quattro. Walk me through, we talked about it being in Little Rock, Arkansas, but give me some information on it. How did you find it? What role did you take in the acquisition? What role are you playing in the ongoing? What surprises did you find? Like, give me some information on this first 36 unit deal that this 25-year-old was closed.
Yeah. So this was sourced through a lender relationship. The lender actually grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he had a broker over there who found this listing on the MLS. So it was residential. I don't know how anyone would buy a 36 unit as a residential. So he told the lender about it and he sent it over to us. And he just basically said, like, there's this deal. This is in a prime area. It's right off a downtown street in the Hillcrest region. And 19 of the 36 units were month-to-month leases. So we were able to just kind of go in there and check the tenant base. And they're also huge units. They're all 850 square footage. And we're already looking at making them into 2 bedrooms.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a 1931 build. So it's a little bit older, but it has like a very historic feel. And we found out there's like a huge tax credit on it just because it's in like historic district. And we're saving a bit of money on that as well. All of the units were about $150 to $200 below market. So they're all at like $600. And we're already starting to lease them out at $950. And it's just incredible to see it happening. But something that the challenges that we face are probably like, it's old. So there is quite a little bit of damage in some of them, some of the units. It's also 5 parcels, or it's 1 parcel, but there's 5 buildings on it. So one of the buildings is just pretty destroyed underneath. There was a lot of mold damage and there's a groundwater stream just kind of running underneath the building, which pushed our closing back like twice. And then we had some issues with the title company just because a few inaccuracies on the numbers that we just had to keep to push that back like once as well. And something that a challenge that we're facing right now is that we got a new property management company. We replaced it. We notified the tenants of the takeover. We thought it was going really well, but we have just struggled with the communication and we are currently replacing that property management company right now. So that has been a challenge. And I feel like I am basically the property manager at this point. I've been just handling a lot of we've just been handling a lot of the contractors and just making sure everything is going to plan. And because we I mean, I don't want to talk about the property management, but we can't get a hold of them at times. And so we're able to just kind of go in there ourselves and just figure it out. But yeah, I'd say those are the biggest challenges. We are just rebranding the entire property. We put whole new contract services in, like a whole laundry, Wi-Fi. We have an energy efficiency program. And yeah, we've been crushing it. So I'm just excited. I love it. And it's been a challenge because I did not know. It's an unknown territory for me. I didn't know about mold removal, buckling of the floors, just calling contractors, putting these pieces together. And now I feel pretty secure. I'm an expert on mold and good about it. Yeah.
You know, any piece of knowledge we all have or we become an expert on is because we were burned somewhere or we saw someone else get burned by it, right? So yeah, you want to talk about school of hard knocks. You've actually gotten to go into this eyes wide open. You've seen what didn't work. Y'all took fast action and removed something that wasn't working, right? And yeah. So not only are you getting to play contractor a little bit, you're getting to play property manager a little bit, and you're going to be that much better when you talk to
kind of, yeah, I kind of enjoy it, even though it's not a great thing to enjoy because it's chaos. But like, I think it's helpful for me to learn all of these things because we also have this other property and it's going so smoothly. I'm like, is that property okay? What's going on? And I'm able to just learn the steps and be prepared for the next one. So yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion, it's almost better that the first one you've done has some hair on it like this to where it's not gone according to plan. Cause now you know how to appreciate when it does go according to plan. Right. But you know, the questions to ask, you know what to be looking for. And being an expert on mold, I mean, just when you go look at another property, you know, or in floors buckling, anything else, water, I mean, everyone knows, or I hope they know, the main reason buildings have any trouble is mismanagement of water, right? When you get to where you can start to just eyeball that and figure out, oh, here's what's going on, you're going to be a due diligence whiz. So that's fantastic.
Well, helpful. Yeah. Even when we're going on property tours, I can spot it. I'm like, there is water damage in this building.
Yes. What's the plan for this asset? Are y'all planning to refi it and hold it or sell it in a couple of years? What is the business plan on the macro level?
We are going to sell it in a few years. The awesome thing is that we were working on raising capital, but then we had this one investor that said he just wanted to put the entire equity into the project. So it's been easier on the decision making of like where we should go. But yeah, we do plan to exit within a couple of years.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, I cannot believe what all we've gone through here in about 20 minutes time, you know, from COVID hitting to self-reflection to burning the boat, moving across the country on a whim, meeting the right people and buying your first deal all within a year. Is that right? I mean, it's been pretty quick.
7 months. It's a journey. I love it.
I love it. Keep that trajectory. And I can't wait to see what Alessandra Thompson does in this space. Fantastic. So ladies and gentlemen, this is just another example of a young woman who is taking over a male-dominated industry. It is no longer male-dominated, if you ask me. Look back at Quattro Capital. Most of the players on our team are women at this point. So fantastic. I love it. Well, Alessandra, you get to now answer a couple of questions that everyone gets to answer on this show. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to go backwards this time. We just talked about all the reasons why you're awesome, right? Give me some dirt. What is your biggest failure to date and what did it teach you?
So I'm young. I don't have like colossal failures, but I do have regrets. And a lot of those come from just kind of not living up to my full potential, not recognizing that early on, especially during a time where I lost my father. I just was kind of being reckless and being out there where I shouldn't have been. And I think that it's helped me reprogram what do I want with my life? How can I take myself seriously and just live up to that potential? So I think that, yeah, that would probably be my biggest failure is just not taking my potential seriously. But I am 25 and I am course correcting.
I'd say you are course correcting. And I'd say, you know, he's probably pretty pleased with that as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, what is your superpower as it relates to this business or just in life? You know, you seem to be into a lot of things. So what is your superpower, Alessandra?
I think I just embrace discomfort. I don't know why I enjoy chaos. I like just taking risks and going out there and constantly building my knowledge, even if I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I think that a lot of people are afraid to take action because they're afraid of failing. And I think that that's exactly what you need to do, because once you do that, you do get to this other side where you're almost just keep unlocking doors to yourself that you didn't even know that you had. And yeah, I think just taking those risks and taking action.
That is a mic drop moment right there, Alessandra. It really is. And if I can leave us with an analogy, there's this video. It was a meme that I saw scrolling through Instagram, which I don't do very much, but I was scrolling through Instagram one day. And there was this little video clip that caught my eye, how those do. And there was this little kid and he was stepping out over what looked to be a cliff. And he was taking one step and another step. And I'm sitting there thinking like, don't jump. What are you doing? You know? And then he takes a step and his foot lands on thin air, and he takes another step. I'm like, this kid is walking on air. What just happened? And it zooms out. He was on one of those bridges that has a glass floor. It's like, it's like that whole thought of take action. It looks scary at first, but I promise you, once you do, you're probably not going to fall and hit your head, you know?
Right. Yeah. Like, I seriously had no idea what was going on before. And yeah, it wasn't until I just allowed myself to be rejected and just constantly face those failures. That's when it's the small wins and you'll learn over time. So
fantastic. All right, Alessandra. Well, this has been a fantastic episode. Thank you for sharing your amazing story. If the listeners wanted to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
They can email me at alice@authenticacquisition.com, or they can go onto my website and find on authenticacquisition.com as well, and just schedule a call with me. I'd love to speak to anyone. So
fantastic. And as usual, that will be in the show notes. So please don't do anything dangerous while driving or listening to this episode. All right, everyone. Well, Alessandra, thank you so much for joining us today. Everyone, this has been another episode of the Real Estate Runway Podcast. Over and out.
Thank you.
How is your company managing your capital raising process? Syndication Pro is the number one solution to help real estate syndicators and fund managers automate fundraising, investor relations, and reporting. Syndication Pro is a solution that is trusted by hundreds of firms, large and small, with billions being managed within the platform. Here at Quattro Capital, we have seen a drastic improvement in our ability to provide better customer support to our investors, a co-sponsor module to our alliance partners when partnering on new acquisitions, ACH distributions, an SEC compliant CRM, and even the ability to take soft reservations on upcoming projects. Look for the link in the show notes to try Syndication Pro risk-free for 7 days.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway Podcast.